You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Minister for Racing Winston Peters told a select committee he would not rush a decision on whether or not greyhouse racing will be banned. He cited the potential legal ramifications of a ban and also made the comment that dogs love racing. I spoke to campaign manager for the animal rights group SAFE, Emma Brodier, about this delay in making a decision on a ban. I started by asking about SAFE's thoughts on Winston Peters' more controversial comments.
Yes, well, Winston Peters made comments in a select committee meeting and in the media that he will not rush his decision on the future of greyhound racing due to fears about potential legal risk. However, we're not sure what he means by this. He refused to clarify what he meant by this, and so we've sent a letter to the minister seeking clarification.
Why has it been such a slow process to ban greyhound racing, in your opinion?
It's been a really frustrating experience, to be honest. There have been 4 reviews into the industry over the past decade, which show that the significant animal welfare issues associated with greyhound racing remain unchanged. So the industry has had 10 years of chances to clean up their act. So I think it's just a lack of political will to take decisive action and finally ban greyhound racing.
Winston Peters says if there was animal cruelty, he'd address that. And he doesn't think there is animal cruelty in the industry or something to that effect. What would your response to those comments be?
Well, yeah, he said that he needs a clear picture before making his decision, but we believe that he has got all the evidence he needs. There are dogs who continue to suffer catastrophic welfare outcomes while this decision is pending. The previous government put the industry on notice for failing to improve animal welfare. And since that day, there have been over 2,500 injuries, 276 fractures, and 26 deaths. And 4 of those were just in the past month. So as long as greyhound racing remains legal, animals will continue to suffer and die. So if the minister is utterly opposed to animal cruelty, as he claims, he will make the right decision and ban greyhound racing to protect these gentle animals from any further harm.
Apart from New Zealand First, what have other political parties' official stances been?
Yeah, there is clear cross-party support for a ban on greyhound racing. The Greens have long called for a ban. Earlier this year, Labor announced their support of a ban, and even our own Prime Minister has expressed that he believes the industry needs to go in the final leaders' debate before the election. And that aligns with public sentiment as well. The public overwhelmingly supports a ban on greyhound racing. So it's really just Winston Peters and the small minority of people in society that profit from racing greyhounds that are standing in the way here.
My next question was going to be, does a ban on greyhound racing have public support? But if it does have public support, why do you think this hasn't influenced politicians to ban it yet?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because public support for a ban is overwhelming. SPCA ran a poll not too long ago which showed that 74% of Kiwis would vote to ban greyhound racing in a referendum, and over 38,000 people signed a petition in 2021. So it's clear, again, that there's just a lack of political will, because greyhound racing clearly doesn't align with the values and expectations of society.
If the Prime Minister does support a ban on greyhound racing, could he be doing more to sway Winston Peters to go ahead with a ban?
We'd really like him to. He sort of made that pre-election, not commitment, but intention that it didn't align with his personal views or perhaps that of his party. It wasn't very clear. He said that the decision does sit with Winston Peters as it is his portfolio. And so we're just urging to take heed of the public opinion and all of the evidence of harm in greyhound racing and make the right decision.
And what is being done by SAFE and other organisations at the moment to continue to put pressure on the government to support this ban?
Yeah, we continue to highlight the harm associated with greyhound racing. You know, every week there are multiple injuries, sometimes fractures and deaths. Sometimes we see banned substances being used by greyhound trainers. So those are things that we continue to highlight. And then last month, we published a joint commitment with other animal protection organisations, SPCA, HOOHA and Dog Watch, to assist with the rehoming of greyhounds in the event of industry closure to ensure that a smooth transition for the greyhounds is possible into permanent and loving homes. And Winston Peters earlier this week expressed concern about the potential for mass euthanasia of greyhounds if the industry were banned. And we're not sure what this is based on, considering this commitment from animal protection groups to assist with that.
And are there ways members of the public who support the ban can support what SAFE is doing in this space?
Absolutely. We'd really encourage people to contact Winston Peters and let him know how strongly you feel that greyhound racing needs to be banned, because he has indicated in the past that he will make a decision based on social license, although his comments earlier in the week didn't really indicate that. But if there's enough public pressure and public momentum towards the message that greyhound racing is inherently dangerous and harmful, that can help with adding that political pressure.
That was SAFE campaign manager Emma Brodier on Racing Minister Winston Peters' position on greyhound racing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.